Shropshire NHS, fight the cuts to our services. John Mann, GMB Union, personal capacity. Shropshire's reorganisation or future fit plans are to close an R&D department at one hospital, and have an urgent care centre at the other. Shropshire has two main hospitals, Princess Royal Telford and Royal Shrewsbury. Over a number of years they have come under threat. Shropshire is a vast county consisting not only of towns, but many rural villages, and the NHS serves parts of Wales. Not having access to two R&D departments will inevitably cost, lives 20 R&D consultants are required, but there is only funding for 9. Future fit means 842 staff lost, 20% fewer nurses and midwives, and a 10% cut to beds, which will lead to more bed blocking, and trolley waits for patients. Conservative MPs have been proud to emphasise the £312 million from central government, but this is a loan. £200 million is repayable and the rest is a type of private finance initiative deal. Repayment of this is at least £11 million a year. Six local constituency Labour parties have agreed to a joint statement requesting full funding for both hospitals to retain all services. In a recent visit to Shropshire, Jeremy Corbyn echoed this need. But Telford Labour's elected councillors produced a leaflet opting against the joint statement. They supported keeping Princess Royal Telford R&D open, but downgrading Royal Shrewsbury, this they said, would save £62 million. A postcode lottery within the NHS should not be supported by Labour councillors who will be asking working class people to re-elect them next May. Shropshire Defend Our NHS is a grassroots campaign, and has been fighting to reject cuts to both hospitals, planned in the Future Fit policy.